走向成功。上海市区县中考考前质量抽查试卷精编，英语第二和，静安区中考英语质量抽查试卷。
Part 1. Listening.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Our teachers practice group singing twice a week. They are preparing for a competition. 1. Our teachers practice group singing twice a week. They are preparing for a competition.
2. Frank's father is a cook in a big restaurant. He likes the delicious food his father cooks. 2. Frank's father is a cook in a big restaurant. He likes the delicious food his father cooks.
3. John is telephoning his friend, telling him that he lives a happy life now. 3. John is telephoning his friend, telling him that he lives a happy life now.
4. There are enough vegetables in that supermarket. They are cheap and healthy. 4. There are enough vegetables in that supermarket. They are cheap and healthy.
5. Little Alice has been ill for a week. She has to stay in hospital for another week. 5. Little Alice has been ill for a week. She has to stay in hospital for another week.
6. Let's fight against air pollution. We need a clean environment. 6. Let's fight against air pollution. We need a clean environment.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. How do you get to school every day?
By underground, but it was raining heavily this morning, and my father took me to school in his car. What about you?
I go to school by bus.
请再听一遍。
How do you get to school every day?
By underground.But it was raining heavily this morning, and my father took me to school in his car. What about you?
I go to school by bus.
Question. How does the boy get to school every day?
Eight. Shall we go to see a film or stay at home watching TV this evening?
Why not have a walk in the park?
Good idea.
请再听一遍。
Shall we go to see a film or stay at home watching TV this evening?
Why not have a walk in the park?
Good idea.
Question. What are they going to do this evening?
Nine. My mother is a secretary. What about your mother?
She used to be a teacher in a university.But now she is an engineer in a company.
请再听一遍。
My mother is a secretary. What about your mother?
She used to be a teacher in a university, but now she is an engineer in a company.
Question. What job does the boy's mother do? Ten.What has happened to you? It's almost 8:30.
I'm sorry. I tried to get here by 8 o'clock, but the traffic was terrible.
You should give us a call at least.
请再听一遍。
What has happened to you? It's almost 8:30.
I'm sorry. I tried to get here by 8 o'clock, but the traffic was terrible.
You should give us a call at least.
Question.Why is the woman angry?
Eleven. Hello, John. This is Mary. Are you feeling better today?
Oh, much better, thanks, Mary.
Are you back soon?
No. The doctor says I can't go back home unless I am well enough.
请再听一遍。
Hello, John. This is Mary. Are you feeling better today?
Oh, much better, thanks, Mary.
Are you back soon?
No. The doctor says I can't go back home unless I am well enough.
Question. Where is John now? Hi, Tom. Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm going to a concert at Shanghai Grand Theatre.
Do you often go there?
Yes, every month. How about you?
Well, 3 times a year.
请再听一遍。
Hi, Tom. Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm going to a concert at Shanghai Grand Theatre.
Do you often go there?
Yes, every month. How about you?
Well, 3 times a year.
Question. How often does Tom go to a concert at Shanghai Grand Theatre?
Look, I've got an A in geography again.
That's because you like it.
Sounds right. Oh, may I ask whether geography is also your favorite?
No. If I have the right to choose, geography must be the last one among my choices.
请再听一遍。
Look, I've got an A in geography again.
That's because you like it.
Sounds right. Oh, may I ask whether geography is also your favorite?
No. If I have the right to choose, geography must be the last one among my choices.
Question. What does the boy mean? We were unhappy last Sunday.
What's the matter?
We had a driving test that morning. It was raining all the time and we couldn't drive well. In the afternoon, it turned to be sunny and warm, but it was too late.
What a pity.
请再听一遍。
We were unhappy last Sunday.
What's the matter?
We had a driving test that morning. It was raining all the time and we couldn't drive well. In the afternoon, it turned to be sunny and warm, but it was too late.
What a pity.
Question. What was the weather like last Sunday morning? The apples look nice. How much are they?
10 yuan each kilo. But if you buy 2 kilos, it'll be 16 yuan.
Okay, I'll take 4 kilos.
请再听一遍。
The apples look nice. How much are they?
10 yuan each kilo. But if you buy 2 kilos, it'll be 16 yuan.
Okay, I'll take 4 kilos.
Question. How much should the woman pay in all?
16. What's the date today?
It's March 14th.
Oh, yes. By the way, you planted trees in the school garden yesterday, didn't you?
No. My friend and I planted some trees the day before yesterday.
请再听一遍。
What's the date today?
It's March 14th.
Oh, yes. By the way, you planted trees in the school garden yesterday, didn't you?
No. My friend and I planted some trees the day before yesterday.
Question. When did the boy and his friends plant trees? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
A young man went to a farm and asked for a job. When the old farmer asked what the young man could do to help the farm, he just said, "I can sleep when the wind blows." This short answer confused the farmer. Although he was a little angry, He liked the young man and hired him. Everything went well until one night, a few days later, when there was a violent storm. The old farmer and his wife quickly woke up and began to check things out to see if all was safe. They found that the doors of the farmhouse had been properly locked. The farmer and his wife then checked their property. They found that the farm tools had been put safely in the house. Even the animals were calm. All was well. After checking everything, they came to the young man's room and found that he was sleeping. The farmer and his wife then understood the meaning of the young man's words, "I can sleep when the wind blows." Because the young man did his work very well when the sky was clear, he had prepared for the storm when it broke out. So when the wind blew, he was not afraid. He could sleep in peace.
请再听一遍。
A young man went to a farm and asked for a job. When the old farmer asked what the young man could do to help the farm, he just said, "I can sleep when the wind blows." This short answer confused the farmer. Although he was a little angry, he liked the young man and hired him. Everything went well until one night, a few days later, when there was a violent storm. The old farmer and his wife quickly woke up and began to check things out to see if all was safe. They found that the doors of the farmhouse had been properly locked. The farmer and his wife then checked their property. They found that the farm tools had been put safely in the house. Even the animals were calm. All was well. After checking everything, they came to the young man's room and found that he was sleeping. The farmer and his wife then understood the meaning of the young man's words, "I can sleep when the wind blows." Because the young man did his work very well when the sky was clear, he had prepared for the storm when it broke out. So when the wind blew, he was not afraid. He could sleep in peace. 4. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
Boys and girls can't get too close. At a middle school in China, the school made a rule that the correct distance between boys and girls in public should be at least 80 centimeters. Sound interesting? Giving personal space is a kind of body language that helps us communicate better and more comfortably. Body language does not use words. It is communication with the movement or position of your body. The way you stand, a hand gesture, a big smile, these are all examples of body language. According to American scientist Edward T. Hall, in a conversation between two people, 65% of communication is body language. In some cases, you can even express yourself without any words at all. For example, your friend asks you to come on a picnic with him. You give him an okay gesture to say, "Yes, sounds good." Sometimes your words say one thing, but your body language says another. In different cultures, the same body language may mean different things. In some Asian countries, it is not polite to look straight at a person when you are talking to him or her. People in some countries use different body language to show the same meaning. In France, people kiss to say hello, while the Japanese prefer to bow in greeting.
请再听一遍。
Boys and girls can't get too close at a middle school in China. The school made a rule that the correct distance between boys and girls in public should be at least 80 centimeters. Sound interesting? Giving personal space is a kind of body language that helps us communicate better and more comfortably. Body language does not use words. It is communication with the movement or position of your body. The way you stand, a hand gesture, a big smile, these are all examples of body language. According to American scientist Edward T. Hall, in a conversation between two people, 65% of communication is body language. In some cases, you can even express yourself without any words at all. For example, your friend asks you to come on a picnic with him. You give him an okay gesture to say, "Yes, sounds good." Sometimes your words say one thing, but your body language says another. In different cultures, the same body language may mean different things. In some Asian countries, it is not polite to look straight at a person when you are talking to him or her. People in some countries use different body language to show the same meaning. In France, people kiss to say hello, while the Japanese prefer to bow in greeting.
卢湾区中考英语质量抽查试卷。